This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. I've lived here most of my life, and I just can't figure it out. Why does Klamath County always get the butt end of every deal when it comes to the state or the federal government? Let me give you a couple of examples. First, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland is going to come to Oregon along with Senator Wyden, and don't get me started about that, to announce all the wonderful and creative things she's going to do to help alleviate large wildfires in the region. Sounds good, doesn't it? Maybe we're finally going to get something done about these massive wildfires and shutting down the woods to timber harvest. No, that's not it. It's just going to be more of the gobbledygook that we always get at the end of each wildfire season. But here's the thing. She's going to visit, are you ready? Bend and Medford. That's right, no Klamath County. I mean, why would you go to the county that had the largest wildfire in the state? Because it's simply not politically feasible for her to do that. And I'm sure our illustrious senator agreed. Why would you go to a county that choked on sickening wildfire smoke for the third summer in a row? Why would you go to a county where your environmental laws have decimated the population? Nope, it is safer to go to Medford or newly liberal Bend, where there's a good chance you'll receive a positive welcome. Again, Klamath County is simply kicked to the back of the bus. Then comes redistricting for the new congressional seat for Oregon. Yes, we get another seat in Congress, and by golly, Democrats are going to make sure that they get it. Now, the new proposal splits Klamath County in half. Matter of fact, it splits the whole area of Greater Klamath Falls in half. Why? Because by and large, we're conservatives and vote Republican, and that simply cannot be tolerated. So the west side of Klamath County and the city are going to be aligned with liberal areas of Ashland and Medford. The other half of Klamath County? Well, that's going to be aligned with the newly liberal Bend area. Now, by cutting up our community, the Democrats can make sure they water down any Republican stronghold in southern Oregon in their never-ending quest to control everything and everybody in the state of Oregon. So instead of making all of Klamath Falls aligned with our outlying areas, they instead are going to divide and conquer. Secretary of the Interior is coming to talk wildfires, but not where the largest wildfire in the state occurred, and the state Democrats continue to spit on Klamath County any chance they get. No, we're indeed the butt end of the world whenever the federal or state government is involved, and we need some incredibly strong leadership to make changes immediately. Hopefully, we'll get some before it's too late. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.